Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, we all love a good movie. We like our high-def TV. We like to go to the IMAX and all that kind of stuff. And in America, we're so used to visual stimulation, and we learn visually, but that's not the norm around the world and other parts of the world. For example, in Africa, they are what's called auditory learners. They're much more effective. They learn a lot better when they listen as opposed to just hearing. And it's totally different there than it is here, and especially when it comes to the subject of how do you reach children, how do you care for children. Of course, our friend Cindy Finley has been on the show a number of times talking about River Cross, and originally when River Cross was just all on its own, and then they have a great partnership with World Radio, TWR.
That's right.
Rivercross.org is the website, and Cindy is now the Global Ministry Director, and so there's all kinds of things going on. We had, Cindy, you were on before when we were talking about Holding Esther, which was a series of audio dramas used over there, and we'll talk about why in Zambia, and then we'll meet our new friend Sanderson, who's actually from Zambia. For caregivers over in Zambia in that original audio drama, Holding Esther. But now you've got another one going on called Jabota Bridge, which is kind of in its final stages, and that one's directly for children. And so we're going to find all about what God is doing through River Cross. But Cindy, welcome back. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having us on the show.
You're very welcome. And so, and Sanderson, welcome to America.
Thank you.
How long have you been here now?
I've been on the 7 days.
7 days. So, all right, give me one word to describe what you think of America so far.
That's the word.
Is it kind of overwhelming?
Well, in some ways, yeah. But it's a I love the landscape.
Have you ever seen so many restaurants in such a small area?
Not really. No, I haven't.
Yeah, that's really
That's
really what we're all about here.
I see that.
So anyway, we're going to find out more about what Sanderson's doing over in Zambia. But Cindy, why don't you kind of get us all caught up to kind of the origins of River Cross and then TWR and then why Zambia? We'll go down all these roads together.
Okay, that's great. So I do want to tell you, though, it's elephant season in Zambia now. So the way that we might see deer crossing.
Deer season.
Yep. It's elephant season.
I'm thinking a deer's a little easier to kill than an elephant.
Oh, true that.
Mm-hmm. So, River Cross.
He keeps using these American phrases.
I know, lit.
True that. Yeah, lit. Okay, all right, all right. Yeah, okay. All right, so anyway, go on. I'm sorry.
So, River Cross originated because a woman named Susan saw that there was a need among the children, that so many of them had been traumatized, deeply traumatized, exploited, sexually abused, experiencing lots of horrific things. And what happens to their heart is that their heart shuts down. And as much as well-meaning caregivers, Christians, believers want the hope of the gospel to penetrate, that trauma creates a barrier.
Yeah.
And so what she did and what we've picked up on is being able to develop a tool that's going to help these caregivers reach the heart of the children. And so that's how River Cross originated. Now, you already mentioned that in Africa, as well as in other places in the world, that people learn best through stories.
Yeah.
And so we thought, what better way to actually break down barriers than through a story?
Is Susan a caregiver in Zambia?
No, Susan's here.
Okay.
And so she was out on the field, and she heard from caregivers and directors that this was a real issue, that they didn't know how to help the children.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can love them all day long, and you can bring all the missionaries you want.
Yeah.
Right. But if you don't have an effective way to kind of get through that brokenness and that shield and that barrier, all the good intentions of the world aren't going to get there.
That's right. That's right. And if we provide them with food, if we give them shelter, if we give them education.
Which is all great.
Which is all great and all important. But if we're not reaching their hearts, then they may be saved for a day, but not for eternity.
Yeah. And so what about Holding Esther? And then how did you find it? Introduce us to Sanderson, because I want to find out how he found out about it. Because Sanderson's from Zambia, so he's kind of on the ground. That's his homeland. But how did you guys meet, Cindy? And then Sanderson, tell us about the situation over there.
So I was in Zambia to do a training workshop using Holding Esther. And Sanderson came into the workshop. He's good friends with Martha, who you've had on the show. as well. And so Martha brought him, and we connected, and he's just been a great friend of River Cross ever since. And we wanted him to come over this week and to be able to share about the ministry with people over here, because it's one thing for me to talk about it, but it's something else for somebody who's on the ground with the kids.
Absolutely. So, Sanderson, what's going on over there with children and trauma?
A lot is going on, Steve. I'd say thank you for having us on your show. Very a lot about your show. So it's really good to
believe
be here.
About half of it.
I'll try. So, good. All right. So, a lot is going on. And I really think that God has a heart for children. And I really think there's an awakening that He is moving in the hearts of people around the world. Regarding the plight of children. And so I will talk about Zambia. And I think our meeting with Cindy, with Martha, it's just God orchestrated. And I remember Martha talking to me about River Cross and that there was going to be a training that was going to happen in Lusaka. And she asked me for a couple of months, Anderson, you have to make a plan, you know, in your busy schedule, you have to come. And so, because it's dealing with children, I really felt that I needed to come. And so that's how I attended that first training. And, boy, just the content and the vision of River Cross just really captured my heart. I really felt that this is a tool that I think being in children's ministry for many years, this is something that has been missing.
Yeah.
As you shared, you know, we can give shelter and education and health and, you know, put a roof over the children's head. But if those parts within their hearts that have been broken and hurting, if we don't deal with that, we haven't done a full job. And so there's so many brokenness that is there in our nation when we talk about children. And children are marginalized. But they are people and they have feelings and they have the right to be heard. So that brokenness, that pain, that trauma, we can't leave it unchecked. We can't leave it just like that and see a next generation grow up to be adults that are broken. And I believe that God has brought River Cross at such a time as this, that there's an intervention that needs to be made into this next generation, that they don't have to carry this burden, you know, over as grown adults.
Yeah, what a great point.
What? Yes.
And Cindy, so originally with Holding Esther, that was for counselors.
Right.
Which, would they use that then, or is that just training for them, essentially?
So that's training for them, but then some of them are taking it back and using it for the children to actually listen to, the older children to be able to listen to.
But then with Jabota Bridge, that's specifically for the children.
That's
to begin
exactly
to
right.
see God and use this as a tool to kind of break open that bondage and that hardness of the heart so that you can start talking about things that we're going to talk about next. Trauma in a child's life in Zambia. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, talking today to our friends from River Cross, which is just a great ministry that's operating over in Zambia. And God's going to take it and move it in other places. We'll hear about that in a little bit, talking to Cindy Finley, who's really the executive director, the founder of River Cross. And then God opened a door for them to partner with Transworld Radio, TWR, which is why their website address now kind of has that all folded in there, TWRRivercross.org, and hopefully you have a heart for children. We, of course, have to have the Catholic Church does a great job of teaching on something called moral proximity, which means you are held more culpable for the things that are closer to you, but you are not off the hook when it comes to things that are further away. Mm-hmm. However, with knowledge comes responsibility. So that's one of the dangerous things about this show.
That's Cindy, right.
Is that we bring a lot of different content and a lot of different opportunities and a lot of different ministries besides News of the Day and all the other stuff that we talk about and bring awareness to people and knowledge of things. And so if God's tugging at your heart and you begin to understand what He's doing here through audio drama as they've been reaching and trying to help and really service and inform and equip children's counselors over in Zambia. Now with Jabota Bridge, it's going to move to the children. And you'll hear in a couple minutes, we'll play some clips, how incredibly well done this is. If you grew up or if your kids grew up listening to Focus on the Family, what was that audio drama?
Adventures in Odyssey.
Adventures in Odyssey.
Yeah.
It is that good and it's so well done. And the new one was actually produced over in London, correct?
Yeah, both of them were actually.
Both of them. So now you're doing post-production and getting ready to roll out Jabota Bridge. But tell us again real quick about Holding Esther and what its purpose was and who's using it, what have you seen happen, and
yeah.
then how did that lead to kind of round two with Jabota Bridge?
Yeah. So Holding Esther, what we did is we took best practices of trauma-informed care, so counseling principles that are going to help children to be able to heal from the trauma that they've experienced. And we gave it to one of the writers of Adventures in Odyssey. Her name is Kathy Buchanan, and she crafted this script. And we did it just the way that they do in Adventures in Odyssey. We headed into studio. We had professional actors. Our producer is a guy named Todd Bastide, who's produced numerous of the Adventures in Odyssey series as well as their radio theater dramas. And so we crafted this beautiful story, and then we went to, well, first we tested it in Uganda and Kenya and then in Zambia. And what we do is we first connect with the local church because it's really important that we're connected.
Well, what was the storyline real quick?
Oh, the story of Holding Esther is two girls, Sarah and Esther,
right.
and they are orphaned by virtue of HIV/AIDS, mm-hmm. and they are sent to live with an aunt and an uncle, which is that a common thing, Sanderson?
Yeah, it's quite common.
Quite common for the family to take care. But because of the ravages of HIV/AIDS and poverty, they couldn't take care of the girls.
Right.
And so first they began to sell the girls for work, and then the uncle began to sell the girls, and particularly Sarah,
right.
for sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the girls were so traumatized by that. Esther, the older sister, steps in and she says, we're running away.
Right.
And as so many children do when they're going to run away, they run to the city, which is exactly what Sarah and Esther do. Mm-hmm. They have interaction with some street kids. And then in a turn of events, Sarah is actually hit by a bus.
Wow. Right.
But that becomes a divine intervention because
right.
that's the way she's picked up by Maria mm-hmm. and taken into a safe house.
Right.
Where then they began to get cared for.
Yeah, and that's
right.
where you start to hear how their hearts get unlocked and
yeah.
how they're able to be ministered to.
That's
so
right.
what kind of led to Jabota Bridge? Because instead of being made for caregivers, which obviously the children could take part in that too, but Jabota Bridge being for children.
That's
so
right.
kind of what led to that?
Well, with the caregivers, we're saying this is so awesome. This is changing our lives. We were hearing stories of impact all over the place. But it's really intense. It really
right.
is geared for, upper teenagers, adults.
Because you're training the counselors to
right.
use this as a tool in order
right.
to minister to these children.
Right.
Got it.
Right. And so if you listen to it, be sure you get the little ones out of the way because
mm-hmm.
you it'll sound
yeah,
like an Adventures in Odyssey, but it's not.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy.
Right.
Yeah. And so the caregivers were saying, oh, Cindy, we love this. We really, really need one for the children to listen to. And so that's how the idea for Jabota Bridge was birthed. So to take these same characters and then take it to about an 11, 12-year-old level so that the children are able to insert themselves
yeah.
in the story,
right.
see their own lives and the lives of Sarah and Esther and Belia and Captain and all these other kids. And then in the midst of the brutal realities of their situations, they can begin to have
right.
hope.
Sanderson, C, and Gina is here from Zambia. So, Sanderson, in terms of moving from the audio drama being made for counselors.
Let me stop right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, sure.
Counselors isn't exactly the right word because there aren't counselors.
Okay.
Really. And so they're really just the caregivers.
Yeah, I'm thinking like an American, like we have
right.
all these trained people in
right.
place.
And so that's really why we're doing this because
right.
typically the caregivers. have an education
yeah.
level of 4th to 7th
wow.
grade. And literacy levels are so low. And so to be able to use a story is going to be how they learn. So
yeah,
they're not counselors.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So
mm-hmm.
Sanderson, moving from this being made for the caregivers to now something for children, how do you see that being used over in Zambia?
I think it brings completion because the caregivers are equipped and also they're able to impact the children with the knowledge that they have received. There's a number of things that I could run through, some of the things that come out from the Holding Esther aspect of discipline, aspect of grooming, that they are learning that, regarding, for instance, one girl, a caregiver, shared with her regarding the aspect of grooming and how that is like. We have a story of Mungo, and when she reached out to her, she opened up later on to say there's a man who had been literally been very nice to her, and she was getting uncomfortable, but,
yeah.
She didn't know
and
what
that
was.
That's the grooming part.
That's the grooming
part. Getting her ready for
part.
Actual exploitation.
That's right. So that is from a caregiver to a child. But now Gibraltar Bridge gives a tool to the children.
Right.
So it completes. So you have the caregiver giving out, you know, whatever it is that they've learned, pouring into the children. And you actually have their the children themselves actually also getting that. So it's like a double perspective that merges together.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah. And so I think that's awesome.
We're going to come up against a break, but tell us about these clips we're going to hear. The first one, which is the impact of loss, and then we'll hear another one about needing people around you. But kind of tell us about this particular clip and how it's being used.
Okay, so Gibraltar Bridge starts out really where Holding Esther leaves off. There are wars, there are rumors of wars, and Maria has to get airlifted out of the situation. And so Sarah and Esther have been going through this healing process, and Maria, who is a British missionary over there who started this house, is getting sent away by the government.
Right.
And so she's gone, and now you're going to be introduced to Esther, who's dealing with the fact that she's lost somebody who's very precious mm-hmm. to her.
And then how many episodes were there'll be in Gibraltar Bridge?
Well, our long-term goal is 156.
Wow.
So that the kids will have a steady drip, drip,
right.
drip of
right.
3 years worth of weekly mm-hmm. programming.
That's awesome.
Because it typically does take it takes a long time
yeah.
for it. And so just listening to one or two episodes, mm-hmm. but we're starting out with 8 episodes.
So these aren't just being used for the caregivers where they're at. This is actually broadcast on radio over there through TWR.
So that's the goal. That first we partner with churches because we want to be sure that we have an on-the-ground
yeah.
response,
right.
which is what Sanderson's really
right
all
there
about.
Right locally.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
right there locally. Mm-hmm. And then once we have churches that are ready to provide safe havens,
yep. right.
then we initiate a broadcast strategy. So on the ground and then in the air through the broadcast.
Yeah. Because the broadcast becomes a big net.
Exactly.
They got to have somewhere to go.
Exactly.
I say this
exactly.
all the time. If you're going to rescue a battered wife out of her house, you better have somewhere for her to go.
That's
exactly.
True.
She's going to go right back in.
Exactly.
When we come back, you'll hear that clip from Gibraltar Bridge, The Impact of Loss. And then we got one other clip. You'll be amazed at how well these are done. They just sound incredible. You'll hear that next when we come back right after this. Don't change the station. It's still me. It's still the Steve Noble Show. Yes, you're listening to Christian radio. Yes, that is not Christian music. See me after class. We'll talk about it later. But today we're talking about something else that happens in an audio world, which is River Cross, and God kind of gave birth to River Cross. What year was it, Cindy?
Well, 2013, I think, was when we became a 501c3. And then 2015 came in with TWR.
So when people say, well, what do you do? And you're going to give them the elevator answer for River Cross. How do you describe it?
Well, so if you say, what do you do? First I say I'm director of a ministry that helps heal the hearts of hurting children, particularly children who have been deeply traumatized in developing countries.
Yeah. And then.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all you need to say. And then you can get into the use of audio drama
right,
and everything
right.
there. So the original one was Holding Esther, which was for caregivers. And then the new one, Gibraltar Bridge, which we'll find out more about. But I want to get to this clip because this one, again, is kind of the impact of loss. This is part of the series that's been professionally produced. You'll know that as soon as you hear it. And who are we going to hear in this particular clip?
So you're going to hear Esther and Naomi.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this
yeah.
is Esther and Naomi from Gibraltar Bridge by River Cross.
Esther, I thought you'd gone to bed like the others.
I couldn't sleep.
Is it because of Madame Maria?
She brought us here, Sarah and I. She was on the day that Sarah was hit by the bus. I didn't know what to do. I thought my sister might die.
I remember.
We'd have still been on the streets. We might not even be alive if she hadn't been there that day.
I'm so glad she was.
And I feel sad, but I also feel angry, like she abandoned us, even though I know it wasn't her choice, and I'm angry at myself for feeling angry at her.
Esther, that's understandable. You've lost other people in your life.
Mama and Father.
And even though they didn't choose it either, that also felt like abandonment.
Yes.
And once our hearts have been wounded, it's very easy to feel hurt again. It's like a scar over a cut.
I'm also feeling scared. What does this mean for our house? For us?
It means we trust God even more. Remember the verse we learned a few months ago, huh? God is our refuge and strength.
Oh,
a very present help in times of trouble. God is bigger than Madame Maria.
Yeah, such a great example. And obviously, it's pregnant with meaning.
Yeah.
And it's there for a reason. It's very strategic. What are you trying to accomplish with that particular episode?
Well, when kids have been so deeply hurt, it's really difficult for them to talk about their feelings. Right. And Esther's been on a healing journey for quite a long time. And so she's able to talk about her feelings. And so for a child who is in the midst or has experienced loss, that they can hear in Esther, her verbalize her feelings, right, and then they can begin to talk about them with others.
Yeah. And from your perspective, Sanderson, you see that as a great tool to help these children that have experienced trauma be able to kind of grab onto that and be able to share what they're thinking, what they're feeling.
Yes, because they have a voice. They have the right to be heard. And that is important, that they don't bottle what is going on within them, but that they're able to speak it out.
So they hear her sharing,
exactly,
which makes it easier for them,
yes,
to share. What's this next one? This is kind of, we need people around us. This is about isolation.
Yeah, it is about isolation. Do you want me to set it up?
Yeah,
okay.
Real quick.
So as you go along in this episode, this is at the very tail end of this episode. And so the girls are walking out to a place and they see this broken down bridge that you're going to hear about. And they're talking about potentially heading back to the streets because things have gotten so hard for them. And you're going to hear an interaction between Sarah and Esther. Sarah's the younger sister, and Esther, as they consider this forgotten bridge.
And this is from Jabota Bridge, this audio drama to help children, specifically in Zambia, but it's going to go beyond there. We'll talk about that in a minute with Rivercross. Here's the clip.
Look, do you see the house on the other side of the bridge?
I don't know if you could call that a house. It doesn't even have a roof.
The villagers call it the Forgotten House. Madame Maria told me once that it used to be a beautiful home. But one day, during a very bad rainy season, the bridge to it washed away.
Oh, yes. You can still see where the bridge used to be.
The house was abandoned, and with no one taking care of it, completely fell apart.
That's for sure.
Madame Maria said it's because the bridge was gone. She said we're like that house. When we lose connection with others, we fall apart. We need people around us.
And so again, as a result of that trauma and the things that these children have experienced in Zambia, isolation is exactly what they're experiencing.
That's exactly right. And shame. They're a lot of times they're isolated because they take on shame when others have hurt them.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what kind of take us into where we're at now? We're in post-production. Obviously, it's beautifully done. It just sounds incredible. But what's happening now, and then what are we trying to see happen in the future?
Yeah, so actually, this is the very first episode, and it's still got a few tweaks left to it, but it just landed in my inbox this past Friday. Uh-huh. And we've got 7 more episodes that Todd is working on. And so we'll get these 8 produced. We still need some money to raise for that, and to get all 8 produced and finished. And then once we get these produced, then we will head back to Zambia, planning on a trip next summer that we'll do a training over there in Zambia and be able to equip people on the ground, and then we'll go to the broadcast strategy.
Yeah, because the broadcast strategy then gets it out to literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people.
Exactly.
Because how big is Trans World Radio's presence over there?
Oh, well, it's, and you were talking about Zambia and then beyond. So Zambia is a country with about 14 million people, about the size of Texas. 1.2 million of those are actually orphans, which is the highest per capita rate in one country.
Wow.
And so, but then English is the trade language.
Right.
And then if you look at other English-speaking African countries, we're hitting Malawi, Swaziland, South America, et cetera, or not South America, South Africa. Yes, not South America. Mm-hmm. And all of these other countries, you get up to close to 33 million.
Wow.
Right.
And then if you look at TWR's broadcast footprint, covers all of those areas.
Yeah, it's massive over there.
Yeah. And so what that allows us to do is to get radio where we have on the ground.
Yeah, and again, using that partnership with TWR, Trans World Radio, now you're able to broadcast these stories all over the place. But you guys were on the radio back there in Zambia.
We were.
And played just one clip? Mm-hmm. Is that all you did?
Well, we played one whole episode.
One whole episode.
Yeah.
And then the phones rang for an hour and a half. What was going on there?
Yeah. So we played one episode, took calls for an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. Sanderson, tell us about
Why were people calling?
Why were they calling?
I think I think suddenly the people that were calling were relating with what they were hearing in the story. I mean, this one particular lady phoned in to say she had been on the street, she was a prostitute, and now, you know, she went to a church seeking for help. And, you know, unfortunately, she didn't feel welcome there because of the way she was dressing. Yeah. So when she heard the audio drama, she phoned in to say, look, she was like literally crying out to say, you guys, I can relate with this. Yeah. And, you know, what help can I be able to get? Mm-hmm. Like, I've been so encouraged through this drama. You know, and so different people were calling in, relating, and some of them saying, you know what, I've been a victim of this and I have not been able to speak to anyone regarding this.
Yeah.
You know, and these are real people, you know, that are calling in. And so, you know, I think there's the power of story and drama, you know, where you actually immerse yourself into that story and you actually begin to relate, you know, and I think that's powerful, and that's what we saw. They're like, an hour, 30 minutes, people are just calling in.
And Cindy, that's the whole point, that all of a sudden they're in the story.
Right.
And they're learning from that and finding hope.
Right.
And they go, okay, where can I go?
That's right.
And that's the whole point of it.
That's the whole point.
And we were able to send this woman to a church that mm-hmm. we're related to in Lusaka and say, you can find a place, you can find a safe place that's going to welcome you here.
Yeah. Right. So even though we're talking about children, there's all kinds of people, all kinds of traumatized people over in Zambia and all these other English speaking countries in Africa.
Yeah.
We're talking to Cindy Finley, the Global Ministry Director, and for River Cross and Sanderson C. and Gina, who is not from here.
That's right.
Did you figure that out? He's actually from Zambia. TWRRivercross.org is the website. TWRRivercross.org. And obviously, you guys need funding. You need help. How can people get involved?
Yeah, so I'd say funding for Jabota Bridge is our primary need right now. And every single dollar helps. You can go to our website. You can click. There's a little pink
heart.
How
expensive is it to do something like this?
Oh, it's pretty expensive. But when you think about the way that we can leverage the impact and multiply the effort, you get this done, and then it's going to be used again and again and again. And so every dollar that goes to production is going to help us to get it across the finish line.
And is there kind of a this time of the year-end goal that you guys are trying to reach?
Yeah, well, and we would really like to raise by the end of the year all of our funding to cover our ministry expenses for the coming year. So we don't have to worry about that, and then we can be busy doing ministry.
Do you mind sharing what that goal is?
Yeah, the goal for a whole year is going to be $323,000.
See, that's not that big of a deal.
It's not that big of a deal. We could do that today, right. Steve.
Yeah, for that kind of multiplied impact. TWR River Cross is the website. TWRRivercross.org. Cindy, as always, thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome. And Sanderson, C, and Gina, welcome to America, baby.
Yeah.
Steve, you have me laughing. I mean, you were playing that song that you say it was not Christian.
Yes.
But see me after. That is awesome.
Yeah. Those crazy Africans. All right, friends, we'll be right back after this. So what are we waiting for? A message in the sky. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, and this is like the radio show is like whiplash. You're just going to be all over the place. So whether we're talking about ministries, or we're talking about finance, or we're talking about the news of the day, there's all kinds of things that we can look at on the show, and really it's very spirit led, and God just brings opportunities and different stories and ministries to my attention, and then my job becomes to bring it to you and to share those things and share opportunities that we can be involved in. And sometimes it's a little more local, but when I have local groups on, there has to be a kind of a broader application and things that we can all learn. So whether you live here in Raleigh, North Carolina, is irrelevant. And then sometimes statewide things, sometimes domestic things, and sometimes like with River Cross, we do international things. So there's all kinds of opportunities that God brings to our table here on the show. And we go down all those roads. So it's not, I'm not going to do the news of the day every day. I'm not going to talk about Donald Trump every day. I'm not going to talk about politics every day. We don't even talk about financial issues every day, but we talk about just about pretty much everything under the sun, because our Christianity should be overlaid onto every nook and cranny of life, which is why we go down a lot of different roads. And for myself, I used to spend way more time talking about the news of the day and politics, which are important, but the gospel is preeminent. And so we need to keep our perspectives correct and healthy, theologically sound, and kingdom-centered. And one of those things that we do on a regular basis is talk to our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital, because the Bible speaks a lot about money and possessions. And we all know, if we're honest, how much of a challenge that can be for each one of us. And so we need education, we need help, we need wisdom so that we can be good stewards of what God has given us. David Fisher, how are you, buddy? Welcome back.
I'm doing good, my friend. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Great to hear from you. And David Fisher, as always, with Landmark Capital, their website, landmarkgold.com, one of our great partners here on the show. So that's why they support us, and I would love for you guys to support them. Landmarkgold.com is the website. And so we always start, when we do our Money Monday updates here, we start with a little bit of a biblical application and admonishment here today. David, you've got us in the book of Psalms, so let's go there first.
Psalms 8. Verse 3 and 4, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them?
Yeah, so I like the way you finished that, that you care for them, that you care for us, because that's the point.
Yeah. So imagine, you know, we look up into the sky, and we, you know, we can't actually physically see the heavens, but we can see the sky, and at night we can see all the stars, and wherever you're at on the earth, you can see how big this is. And as you know, Steve, you've traveled, I've traveled, and you go to another country, and people live, there's so many people that live so many different ways, but yet we all are uniquely created by God, and we are His handiwork. And if you read down, I'm not going to turn this into a Bible study, but verse 5 says that thou hast made him a little lower than God. In other words, mankind, just slightly below himself. So that's how high God puts his priorities on mankind. So why am I sharing this today? Because there's greatness that God has created, and it's called, and you fill in your name, it's you. Yeah. And he's called us to be like him, to be his voice, to be the salt of the earth. And the task is, all we have to do is surrender and watch him do great things in our life. It's not a spirit-filled life that doesn't have any challenges. Obviously, there is challenges, sure. But he is with us, and he is in us. And how we relate to the market is vast, and it's surprising, just like life is. But, you know, it's something that you cannot always figure out until you look back in the rearview mirror, and that's the will of God also.
Yeah, exactly right, and I'm so glad you brought that up in terms of just the meaning behind Psalm 8, because you know, what is God that he's mindful of us at all, that he's mindful of you or mindful of me? I mean, that's an incredible blessing that the infinite God of the universe cares about us, knows us personally, was willing to send his son, die for us, essentially die himself, and there's where you find your self-worth. You don't find it on Instagram or Facebook or how many friends or likes that you have. You find it in the infinite creator of the universe who loves you enough that he was willing to die for you, to give you an opportunity to be with him in heaven forever. So thank you for that reminder. That's awesome. So last week, I mean, wow. I mean, I kept thinking, I wonder what David's, how you're reacting to this massive loss that went on last week. It was just crazy. So the markets are mixed and down, I think down a little bit today, but nothing like last week. It's just been crazy. So how should we read that?
Well, certainly you don't want to find your identity in the markets either.
No, that's for sure.
But I think we're at a crossroads. I look at this, Steve, there's six sectors that are at a crossroad right now, because they're breaking either up through a support level, a resistance level, or they're breaking down through a support level. The major indexes, obviously, that I'm referring to is the Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P 500. They're off just radically, 4.5% to 6%, almost 7%. The NASDAQ was off last week, almost. year to date, they're down about the same. They were up, like today, the Dow was up 271 points and it closed down 89. So this is a market that's very narrow. Out of the 11 sectors in the Dow, only three traded up during intraday trading. So it's a time to be cautious. It's a time to say, I don't know exactly what's going on, but it's not broad base. But there's other crossroads sectors, which is the 10-year treasury and the dollar index, which relates to gold, which is another sector that's a crossroad. But the 10-year treasury, ironically, it broke down, or excuse me, it broke up today. But it's been trading in a range from 3.158, which is at a support, to 3.246. Not to get all technical, but this is why we had this market gyration. When the 10-year yield started to move up, and I said it was going to happen at the beginning of this year, when we start to see that, we will have market turmoil. And clearly we are having that, and I think we're going to have more of that.
So what does that look like? Because you used the word cautious. And when obviously we're in kind of a different environment here, but what does that look like to your average investor to be quote-unquote cautious?
Well, right now I saw last week and even today I saw on CNBC most of the people being interviewed are saying be cautious. Don't put all your money in the market right now. If you're fully in, you might want to take some of the money off the table, being cash. There was one person interviewed that shocked the whole the panel, and he said in his interview, "I think we're going to have a 5-year economic boom." And everybody went, "Whoa! Like what? What are you reading?" And he said, "I would be in emerging markets. Emerging markets are down 14%. I mean, they're getting killed. I wouldn't put my money in there." But I, you know, so it's kind of like how you view your money. If you're a risk taker, then you might want to follow that guy's advice and buy a market that's falling like a knife, because someday it might go up. But I think right now is you want to be cautious. You want to be in cash. If you're a person that got diversified in gold, oh, you'd be really happy right now. And there's a lot of things that are happening in the gold market that I think are going to be very beneficial coming up.
Yeah, and again, I think one of the challenges, and I certainly deal with this too, is there's so many different opinions coming at us. So it's like, well, who do I listen to? And, you know, that's why I always, if I can do business with another Christian, that's awesome. I love that because I have the Holy Spirit involved, not just flesh. But just because somebody's a Christian doesn't necessarily mean that they're excellent at their trade. So you throw a business, you throw a fish on your business card, that doesn't mean that your business is awesome. But it does give me something to work with beyond just flesh and bone. But what's your word of advice? And then I want to talk about gold. You brought that up. But what's your word of advice to people just in terms of trying to ascertain some opinions and some information that they feel like they can trust?
Well, you're going to hear different opinions. I saw this in 2008. By the way, I don't think this is an indicator we're going into a recession. This is not that. This is just a normal. Rates got to a certain level, yields, and market turmoil. It happens when that
results.
Happens.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a cause and effect. This Fed's unwinding the balance sheet. There's a little bit of uncertainty still with tariffs out there. So some people are saying, no, the best is still yet to come. So you're going to have all these mixed opinions, and that's just, you know, normal environment. And as we move forward, I think the opinions are going to be more broader. The bookends are going to get further apart.
Yeah,
because that's a sign that we're at the end of a cycle.
Well, you mentioned gold's performance. So where do you see that moving through the remainder of the year and then into 2019?
Well, last week we clearly saw something different in gold that I haven't seen. And that is it broke through two major resistance levels, through a psychological level of $1,200 and a technical level of $1,220. Gold is at $1,227 today. It was at 1233. If we go to 1235, it's going to make a major movement up, and that's where Bank of America and Commerce Bank and Goldman Sachs, they're saying $1,300 gold by the end of the year. Now I can see why they say that. So we could be in a major bull market, and there's a lot of people now commenting on gold saying, hey, look what's happened. It's the canary in the coal mine speaking. You might want to be involved in the gold because treasuries, 10-year yields are going to go up, and that will cause gold to go up. The dollar's at an index at 95, and it's going to break down, and that will cause gold to move too.
And so you mentioned information. We were talking about that and education. I know you've got some excellent newsletters and white papers. What are available out there right now for folks, David?
We got a newsletter called Back to the Future. Haven't we learned the obvious? And there's a free giveaway if you read that and guess the clue. You have to go to our website at landmarkgold.com, or you can get an information packet from us at our phone number being 844 879 8882.
As always, thank you for helping us with these complex issues and bringing this information to us, David. It's always great to hear from you.
Great to be on your program, my friend. God bless
you. Okay, buddy. God bless you, too. Have a great week. We'll talk to you real soon. LandmarkGold.com, as always, is their website, LandmarkGold.com. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. It's been great spending time with you today. God willing, we'll talk again real soon. And like my dad always said, ever forward.